Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hear my cry.
My love got changed on me. I lost a job to gain a child. The road is long, but I'm losing time. I trust my feelings to protect my soul. I search for peace in these days of old. Collect my strength to make my way to be in bloom on the
Hiram1555.tumblr.com,
Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say to you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of God's green earth. This is the platform for black empowerment. This is your show. This is the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled White World Under Pressure Part 2. But this time, we're talking about the countdown to destruction. Black man and black woman, I love you. Let me say that right now. For all members of the Aboriginal people of the earth, I love you. Sometimes we don't get a chance to say that to each other. Sometimes we take for granted the chances that we have to say that to each other. But we are one in this struggle, and we cannot disassociate ourselves, whether we have wealth, whether we have position, whether we are thought of more highly than the others. And this time we must remember that this is a time of separation. God is weeding out the wheat and the tares, and he's putting the wheat in his storehouse, and he's burning up the tares with truth. The shares with truth, excuse me. And he's tearing this world apart. It's being ripped asunder. I just keep looking at news, and I keep seeing everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had taught us and is teaching us unfold right here. You know, it's something, and I'm going to get to the subject at hand, but I have to tie this in. You know, it's something when a man says something or a woman says something, and you have to hold your breath and cross your finger, and you have to say, okay, I wonder if this is happening. But when you look at a man that every word happens, every scenario happens, I don't care if it's in geopolitics, I don't care if it's in religion, I don't care if it's in philosophy or culture or history or politics or what have you, or even science. When a man is so accurate on everything that he says, you know, the scripture says, how do we know, when they were talking to Moses, right? How will we know, and when they were talking to God, about that prophet that you said that you would raise up in the latter days, in the last days? How will we know if it's him? And God responded to him. He said, well, if that prophet who prophesied and his prophecies doesn't come true, then you know he spoke that of himself. But if it is one who prophesies and his words are true, you know that he is of me, right? So we're looking at everything. I don't care. They're looking in his face. They're finding what Elijah Muhammad said. Elijah Muhammad didn't go up there to see when he was teaching us. It was taught to him by the God who created everything. We're looking at the economic situation. The man was so in-depth on this. Remember, he was telling you this in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. And today we're looking at the ramifications of the words that he spoke back then. And everyone, from Peter Schiff to Salente to Rogers to Mr. Boom, Doom, and Gloom himself, all of them are bearing witness to the prophetic sayings of Elijah Muhammad when he said these things 30, 40 years ago. What is Ron Paul talking about? Audit the Fed. I don't believe gold is in Fort Knox. Elijah Muhammad said the gold had been gone so long they didn't even know what it looked like. Muhammad says that God would break their power to make currency, to make money. He said they won't have the right to do that anymore, but we will have it. What is going on? What are they saying? All fiat money collapses when it's not backed by anything. I'm just saying that we're trying to get away from a money to a cashless society. Muhammad was telling you these things back then. He was talking about the fall of America, the manipulation of the gold and silver prices, right? When a man has become so accurate in what he says, you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt. You've got to weigh his words on a scale of facts, life, and truth. And you got to come to the conclusion that that man is a man of God. If not, you're ignorant, you're stupid, or you are a lover of this world and you are forsaking truth just for the sake of being accepted by the world. And this world is quickly dissipating. It's quickly falling apart. It's quickly going down going to do today, we're going to revisit a few things from the previous live show, as we said on the other live show. Then we're going to bring it up to speed, and we're going to show you how quickly things are falling apart for them in this world. How quickly things are falling apart for Europe and America, and how corrupt, inherently corrupt, and evil, and racist, and biased, and fascist this system is, and this is the justification for God to remove not just the system, but those who have made and maintained the system, because if you remove the system and you leave the people who built the system, and that's all they know, guess what they're going to do? Even in a reset, they're going to do what? Rebuild that which they are familiar with. Because they have no vision. The vision is gone from them. They are thoughtless. And if they are allowed to remain, they will rebuild that which they had benefited from, which is an oppressive, racist, fascist, inherently corrupt, and greedy system in society. Is that out right? If your mind, if you're on this track on your bike, and this bike is set, or a train track, and you're on this train goes to predetermined stations, right? It can't jump the track and get on the highway and go in a different pattern because it was set that way, right? And it cannot run off the rails correctly without causing destruction and disrupting the normal lives. This is the same way that the system is. It is a parasitic system. It feasts upon itself. It has eaten up all of the hosts that it has come in contact with, right? Is that not right? And now it has turned inwardly to feast upon the system. Now, this is where you get the white people's anger from. This is where you're getting the outrage from. This is where you're getting people are talking about Trump, remake America, make America great again. It was never great. Well, it was great in some rights. It was great. It was the greatest purveyor of violence in the history of the world. It was the greatest slave-making nation ever. It was the greatest exploiter of human life, wealth, and brain power ever for the benefit of so few, to the detriment of so many. It is the greatest occupying power ever. So it is great in some senses of the word great. But when you're talking about great in the sense of good, we find none of that. We find none of that. How in the hell can a country be great that rob people of the right of the knowledge of themselves, that rob them of the knowledge of God, that rob them of the love for self and the desire for independence and unification with their own kind? They want you to unify with them, but they don't want you to unify with your own kind. You notice that? As long as you're seeking integration with them, it's okay. Because they know that you are preoccupied with your love of them, so you cannot focus on your love for self and move towards independence for self. White World Under Pressure Part 2. But on this one, we're looking at the countdown to destruction. And why do I say white world? Because we have to be honest. On this show, we deal with honesty. For those of you who may think that this is that's a racist title, it is not. Now, racist is putting people in slavery. Racist is building up a system that was designed to keep black, brown, and red people down. Racist is a system that is made and maintained on war, destabilization, false flag operations, covert operations to uproot, kidnap, and dislodge leaders of other nations that they may oppose. That's racism. Racism is not talking about the evils that they have done, which, you know, you'll say, well, you talk, that was in the past. Why is it when we talk about these things, black people, you always say that was in the past, or leave that alone, or we need to move forward? Tell the Jews to move forward from the Holocaust. Tell America to move forward from 9/11. Tell them to move forward from the Civil War or from their so-called War of Independence. Tell them to forget that or relegate that to just memory and don't celebrate that. The white man shows you how much he honors his dead by he has, what, Memorial Day, President's Day, all of these things. of your own kind. It's madness. You have been indoctrinated into the world of Yakub. You believe that if you forget these things, you push these to the side, that you will be accepted in this world. Well, you may be accepted in this world, but guess what? This world that you're being accepted into is getting pushed into the oblivion of destruction. Brothers and sisters, listen to me good. This is the time where truth must stand and falsehood must fall. We are now in a time of utter darkness, and in this utter darkness, we must seek light, truth, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, lest we get caught up and snared in a world that is quickly falling apart, quickly falling apart. So the title, White World Under Pressure, we are discussing the ills and the evil that has led to the fall of this world. And we must be honest. Who dominates the world monetary system? White people. Who made the monetary system? White people. Who dominates the cultural system? White people. Who dominates the political and the geopolitical system, whether it's in America or around the globe? White people. And who has gone to war ad nauseum to preserve what they call the international order? And they are prepared to kill you by the billions with chemical weapons, with undercover covert means of inoculations with so-called drugs, right, and nuclear or thermonuclear weapons. They're not building up arsenals of thousands of weapons for love and peace. They're doing that for a time of war. Nowhere in their military do they have anything. They call it the Defense Department, but what is defensive about it? Nothing in there is defensive. Do you see America initiate any projects called peace ships? No, but you see them with warships, don't it? What about defensive helicopters? No, attack helicopters, right? These are weapons for offensive capabilities to pour upon people who oppose you. Death and destruction. Is that not right? So we must examine these things the way they lay out, not the way we would like to see them. We got to present this stuff factually. And if after this, when we lay down these facts, that you don't like it, okay, then you can put your head back in the sand, but you cannot say that you were not told and you were not given an opportunity to get a clear and in-depth understanding of the time and what is going down in the time. So we rightly call the show White World Under Pressure, because this is the truth. This is why they're talking about the economic dominoes that are falling in Europe, that will affect America, will affect Australia, will affect New Zealand, will affect Canada. And what are these nations? These are what they call the Western world, the civilized world, the first-class world. You know, if you're not in the white man's world, what do they call you? Third-world nations, right? This is what they say. This is their saying. If you're not Europe, America, Australia, Canada, or New Zealand, what do they classify you as? A third-world nation. This is to your exclusion, right? But they're telling you that in their eyes that you are savage, that you are less than civilized. Is that not right? So we're seeing the buildup for military conflict. We're seeing the collapse of infrastructure domestically and abroad. We're seeing the dissolution of alliances in America and around the globe. We're seeing confusion upon confusion. What we're really looking at when we're seeing all of these things is the progression of prophecy and the manifestation of truth. And we're entering a time of complete judgment. White World Under Pressure, Part 2. Now you see why we call it the countdown to destruction. We're going to revisit a few of these clips to get your mind into what we were talking about on the last show. And then we're going to go forward. Hopefully the time will permit us to go forward on some more clips, because we're going to let these people in so-called in the know, explain to you their position. We're going to let them show you how inherently, I got to say this from, I just can't say corrupt, I got to say inherently corrupt, because it is to the very core of this system, and therefore it must be completely uprooted and burned, lest it sprout roots again and spring up again. This system must be removed, and those who have promoted and maintained this system must be removed. America, or you see things happening in Mali. All of these things have a connecting point with prophecy. And without these dots being connected, you can never see clearly the big picture. And the big picture has everything to do with you being saved from the great destruction that is being carried out and poured upon the Western world or the white world, which is now under pressure. Black man and black woman, listen closely to some of these clips. We got to revisit it. This is one from the last show, and we're going to, I think it's like 4 minutes, then we'll go into a five-minute clip, then we'll try to get into a six-minute clip, then we'll try to go up to speed after that, okay? But listen to this clip here to get your mind reacclimated to what we were talking about on the last show. Pay close attention.
And we'll have to see how that turns out later on. Here in the United States, what do we see? Well, we're starting to see that the people who are believing the hype in the corporate media, where they're out there saying that the economy seems positive, we get all these soft surveys about confidence and everything else saying that everything is fantastic, everyone's confidence is up. So people are out there spending a lot more money than they actually have. Now, it really started before Trump was even president, because this is the ninth straight month in a row where people are continually spending, and they're spending a lot more than they're actually bringing in. That means they're charging a lot of the stuff. And what we're seeing is that for the ninth month in a row, spending is rising and savings, well, that's falling. And we can see at this point that people are going to be, are caught up right now in this frenzy of everything's going to be okay. And when we really look at the economy, and we've been looking at it for quite a while, we've been looking at GDP, we know those are completely fake, phony, and false. We know the GDP numbers are below 0% in the negative range, -1%, -2%, that area. We also understand that housing is declining, retail is in major contraction, and I know that there are a lot of corporations who have been talking to Trump saying that we're going to be bringing jobs back to the United States. But when we look at this, how could this be possible in this type of economy? Well, it'd be very, very difficult because they're laying off at the same exact time, and everything is contracting at the same exact time, which means that they're planning for something afterwards. Starbucks is out there saying that they're planning to hire about 10,000 refugees over a five-year period. And again, does that help everyone today? No, it really does not. When we look at all these companies who are saying they're going to be building manufacturing plants, hiring people, does that help people right now? No. So we need to look at this and say, okay, when is this going to occur? Because we're seeing more and more companies continually lay off. Fitbit, well, their sales, they're dropping. They're laying off about 110 employees, about 6% of their workforce. And things are not going great there. We see in the U.S. auto industry, well, it looks like the bubble is about to burst. Despite record U.S. auto sales last year, the number of vehicles on car dealer lots remains near record highs. J.D. Power analysis Tom King warned 2016 ended with an inventory bubble that will require less production or more incentives to clear it. And the number of vehicles which are sitting in dealer lots is about 3.9 million vehicles. This is problematic. About one-third of inventory were older model year vehicles. And what this means is, in the past, when things were not manipulated, there was less than a quarter of these type of cars on the lot. So we have new cars coming in, and this is going to be a problem. Now, Trump, he's out there and he's pressuring the auto industry to bring back more jobs, more manufacturing, have more production. But right now, the sales don't call for it. And again, this is a major problem. In this economy, where it's built up on illusion, on manipulation, on complete dishonesty, it is very difficult to restart the system. The system needs to be cleared first. It needs to be cleared of all this debt. It needs to be cleared of all this dishonesty, of these manipulated numbers. And until we do that, it's going to be very, very difficult to restart this system.
Something new must take place because the system as it is cannot continue to go. And all of these white people have put, even Gregory Mannarino, all of them have put their hat or their eggs in the Trump basket. They're hoping, and sometimes you can hear them say, well, I believe Trump. I'm hoping such and such. And then they'll go and say, well, but the numbers say this, this, and this. They are looking for some kind of help or hope to help them out because they know that the math is against them. They know that the time is against them. They know that circumstances and events are against them, and they're looking for something to hope for because they're seeing a pillar fall, another pillar fall. They keep seeing pillar after pillar, domino after domino, and they know that soon that weight-bearing load, that weight-bearing pillar will collapse, and when that collapses, the entire house is unfit to live in, right? So they see unheard-of pressure. So what he says is the system is built upon illusion. Elijah Muhammad says that the white man's world has been built upon what he termed as tricknology. Right? This is, when he talks about tricknology, Muhammad was telling you that it is about illusion, about lies, about deception. Right? So when he told you this, you said that it was racist for him to say that. But Dave from the X-22 report says that the entire system is built upon illusion. Mr. Gregory Mannarino and Peter Schiff are now saying that the system is based upon deception and illusion. Now, I ask you this. Did Elijah Muhammad come over to what they said? Or is time, circumstances, and world events forcing them to bear witness to what Elijah Muhammad had taught us? Huh? This is the truth. So we got to get an in-depth understanding of this time. So, to understand the depths of what Dave has just said about the system, about the core, about the essence, about the very DNA and RNA of the system that has been dominated by America and the Western world, he says that it is built upon illusion, right? According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word illusion means obsolete. The action of deceiving, the state or fact of being intellectually deceived or misled, an instance of such deception, a misleading image presented to the vision, something that deceives or misleads intellectually, right? Perception of something objectively existing in such a way as to cause misinterpretation of its actual nature. Now, is that not Elijah Muhammad's teaching on tricknology? Huh? The definition of what the word that Dave and Peter Schiff and all of the rest of them describe, is that not the exact interpretation of what Elijah Muhammad said that the entire world and system was built upon? Huh? Talk back to me. You know I'm telling you the truth. What I offer to you is facts. We don't do this stuff about what we cannot prove. Not on this show. We offer nothing but facts. And then we go into the depths of it, and we ask for you to rebut what we're saying. If you cannot rebut it, shut your pothole and listen, and maybe you'll learn. Because we're in a time now that truth will and must prevail and is prevailing. And this is why you have so much confusion. This is why you hear the rattling of war. This is why you see a system being turned upside down and inside out. Because truth that was covered for 6,000 years is now coming and bubbling to the top. And it is forcing falsehood to move. Just like the moon, the light of the moon cannot stay there when the light of the sun is present. The light of the sun pushes the darkness away. The same with truth. Truth pushes the darkness, the misunderstanding, the misinterpretations, the deception, the tricknology away. Is that not right? All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let us go into this next clip here. So we're moving along fast. This one here is talking about the U.S. entering into a major depression. So I want you to pay close attention to this. This is 5 minutes. This is like a minute longer than the last clip. Pay close attention. Here we are right here. They're blocking me. Hold on 1 second. I'm hoping they'll let it.
Restart this system. We see Citigroup right now. Well, they are dumping their mortgage business. Citigroup says it would sell its mortgage.
I stopped it for a second before I put you on hold and play this clip again. I'm seeing dozens of calls being dropped. I want to say to you who are new listeners or whatever, I apologize for this, but keep calling in and listening. They're going to drop you in. If you can't get back in, hold on for a second and then call back in, okay? Because I see a lot of lines getting dropped. I already know the plan. I already know the playbook by Blog Talk Radio, all right? So pay close attention and listen to this clip.
Restart this system. We see Citigroup right now. Well, they are dumping their mortgage business. Citigroup says it would sell its mortgage servicing rights on about 780,000 Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans of non-Citibank retail customers to New Residential Mortgage. The remaining city-owned loans and other mortgage services rights not sold to NRZ are expected to be transferred to loan servicing provider Cenlar FSB. And they're trying to get completely out of the mortgage business by 2018, which should tell you something. We have major problems in the housing market. Things are deteriorating very rapidly, and the banks, well, they're jumping ship. They're protecting themselves. And what we're seeing right now is that there are clear indicators that the U.S. economy is slipping into a depression. And when we look at these indicators, we can see that things are not going well whatsoever. When we look at GDP, we know GDP is below 0%, negative 1, negative 2%. Credit card company Capital One reported a 30% increase in charge-off year over year. Goldman Sachs has confirmed that U.S. auto demand, well, it's peaked and now it's declining. And we can see that by the number of cars on the lots. The insider sell-buy ratio hit 59 to 1, meaning insiders are dumping 59 shares for every one share they buy. Tax revenues are showing a marked collapse in taxes collected. Put it simply, it is evident from all of this and many other indicators that we are heading into a major depression scenario. And of course, the media buzz is out there saying that U.S. GDP of 5% is just around the corner. How possibly can we hit 5% when we couldn't even hit 3%? Actually, if we go back to what the IMF predicted over time, year after year after year, they told us we're going to be hitting 3.5% almost every single year. And then they downgraded it throughout the year. And when we look back at each year, we couldn't really get over 2%. We were in the 1% range. So when they talk about how great things are going to get, how can they get better? They can't. Not while retail is contracting. Not while we have this debt. Not while people are unemployed. And it's not 10,000 people unemployed. It's not 50,000 people unemployed. It's not 100,000 that are unemployed. It's 93 million people. That's how many jobs we're going to have to create to get the ball rolling. Even if we created 150,000 jobs right now, it's not going to help because the debt continually rises. We'll see what Trump does come March. Most likely he'll raise the debt ceiling because otherwise the government won't be able to pay anything. Now, if that does happen, guess what? The debt continually moves up and up and up and up. They can't stop it. And this is why it's either we continue on this path or we say, okay, that's it. We need to go bankrupt here. We need to wipe out all this debt. We need to reset everything And I believe this is what is being planned at this point. Because we can see that we cannot continue on with this. Even Trump's budget director is out there saying that this debt is unsustainable. It just won't work. I know, and we can see that Trump is cutting the government. He's going to be laying off quite a number of people. And the EPA, I think, is about 7,500 people they might let go. And there's going to be a lot of others in government that are going to be let go. But this still will not be enough. Because the debt continually rises. We're trillions and trillions into debt. The tax revenue is continually declining. And it's becoming harder and harder to pay for this debt. And if interest rates move up just a little bit, that's it. We're done. So right now, we can see that we're in a situation where we're heading into this depression. And remember, depressions are to reset everything. Now, who's going to bring us into this depression? Is it going to be Trump or the elite? Are they going to crash the system and try to restart it the way they want? Or is Trump going to beat them to it and bring the system down? Of course, when that does happen, the corporate media is going to play it up that Trump just completely destroyed the economy. But it seems that he doesn't care about that. It seems like he's ready to handle that because his skills are bankruptcy. His skills are a default. But we'll have to see how this does play out. But whatever happens, we're heading towards an economic collapse. And everyone needs to be prepared and ready for what is.
You know, what's amazing here, I'm going to address a few things of what he said. You know, if a person steals and they have a record of stealing, they're called a thief, right? Is that not right? And no matter how you try to frame it in society, that is a bad label to have. Now, they're saying that Trump's skills is bankruptcy. He knows how to handle bankruptcies. You know why? Because his companies kept going belly up. And he kept getting bailed out by the government. So how can you say that his skills are good in a matter of what they're trying to project? Because he's run businesses like the casinos that he had, I think, out in New Jersey or whatever. All of them had gone belly up. All of them. All of his business. Even, I think, some of the businesses that he had in Las Vegas, they were bankrupt. So you're telling me because he knows how to go bankrupt, he knows how to handle the system as it goes bankrupt? This is mad. You're trying to take a liability and put it in the positive light. Do you see this? This is madness, right? This is because I crashed a car. I know how to build one from scratch. The madness of them. But this is to show you that they have been smitten with confusion. And now he's saying, Trump says he's going to do such and such with jobs. And then he goes right back and says, Trump is laying off people and firing people in the government. Well, if he really wanted to save jobs, then why the hell did he move some of his businesses out of America? He escaped the great tax burden of America, and he escaped paying benefits to people who would have worked at those businesses. So what makes you think that he's not going to do the same thing as president? Huh? But, of course, common sense is not so common in today's world. But we got to get to something. They keep saying that a depression is coming. They keep talking about a reset, okay? Now, and hopefully we'll get to some of the clips with Mr. Mannarino. I have him too. And he has asked this specific question about them bringing down the system. Can Trump bring down the system? See, this is when they're talking, they always exclude God. This is their problem. They always exclude him. They want you to believe that it's the elite. They want you to believe that it is the government. Or the Fed that can do this, when the Fed can't even tie a shoe, the government can't even chew bubble gum. But they'll tell you that all the beneficiaries of the system, all of those who have derived their power and wealth from the system, is ready to collapse that system that has promoted them to higher positions in that system and has given them the luxury of that system. That doesn't make sense, does it? Of course it doesn't. They are confused, right? So don't tell you that Muhammad had talked about that God would remove the base of America by degrees from which she cannot perceive. And he likened it unto a cancer that has eaten away at the host's body. And once the host realizes that the cancer has metastasized to such a level that it cannot escape the death grips of that cancer. This is America. She has accumulated more debt than any nation or combinations of nations in the history of the world. The Western world itself, the European Union, Canada, America, New Zealand, Australia, they have accumulated so much debt that there's no possible exit in the positive for them. There's no way out. So Mr. Mannarino, in one clip, hopefully I'll get to this down the line, was asked this question about Trump resetting the system, or the elite resetting the system, or the Fed resetting the system. And he finally, first he beat around, but he finally answered the question and said, no, they can't do it. They can't do it. But see, that even when he admitted this, they left God out of the equation. They don't tell you that this is God's doing. He is removing the world. This is the judgment. This is what the Bible and the Holy Quran said would happen in these days and times. They purposely and willfully leave this out because they don't want you to know that it is a greater power on the scene that is working his work and making his word be stand. And because God is not in all of their knowledge, God has given them over to reprobateness, and they're doing everything which is unseemly. And this is helping to pull the pillars from their world. And you see the house is crumbling as is, right? White World Under Pressure Part 2, Countdown to Destruction. We're going to address two words, and then we're going to go to another clip. That they continually is a theme amongst these so-called learned and investors and pundits and politicians. And they just said that Americans is in a major depression. So we'll look at the word depression, and then we're going to go to that word reset again, okay? Because if we get an understanding of that, we'll see exactly what they're talking about. So according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word depression means the angular distance of a celestial object below the horizon, the size of an angle of depression. I'm getting to something. Number two, an act of depressing or a state of being depressed, such as a pressing down, a state of feeling sad, a psychoneurotic, listen to this good, a psychoneurotic or psychotic disorder marked especially by sadness, inactivity, difficulty in thinking and concentration, a significant increase or decrease in appetite and time spent sleeping, feelings of dejection and hopelessness, and sometimes suicidal tendencies. Listen to that good about depression. A reduction in activity, amount, quality, or force. A lowering of physical or mental vitality or of functional activity. This is what they're telling you. And then they give you the economics of the word depression. A period of low general economic activity marked especially by rising levels of unemployment. Is that not today? Are we not seeing that? This is not isolated to America. We see this as the dominant theme in the Western world. Is that not right? Huh? Sure it is. So they see this happening. And not only is America and the Western world entering the depression, but the minds of the people are not working right. And so they are depressed themselves because of what their eyes see and what their hearts feel. And so they're begging and looking for something that they continue to talk about, a reset. And so, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word reset means to set again or anew, to change, the reading of often to zero. What Muhammad says, behold, I make all things new. Right? That's a reset. But Muhammad tells us in the Bible, verifies this, that the old will be removed if you do not change into something new. In a twinkling of an eye, right, the people would change. That means once they got wisdom and they accepted that wisdom, they will begin to change inwardly, and that inwardly would force an outwardly change, right? Is that not right? But those who rejected the truth would remain with the old. Because if you are in Christ and a part of Christ, right, you become like Christ. Is that not right? White world under pressure, part two. Countdown to destruction. Do you understand that their minds have been depressed? And it's a part of this depression, this definition that you have to understand. Remember that in this time that they would be smitten with derision, with delusion, with panicking heart. They said the people would suffer great heart failure from what they look upon coming. So the dictionary goes and it tells you about the economic state of affairs, but it also deals with the mind in this element here. Listen to what it says again. Okay? It says this. And I don't know what this is playing on, but listen closely to what he says here. He says, an act of depressing or state of being depressed, such as a pressing down, a state of feeling sad. Now, they're talking about your mental capacity, your mental state. It says dejection, a psychoneurotic or psychotic disorder, marked especially by sadness, inactivity, difficulty in thinking and concentration, a significant increase or decrease in appetite and time spent sleeping, feelings of dejection and hopelessness, and sometimes suicidal tendencies. This is what America is going through. Do you not see it in the streets of Chicago? What about in Minnesota? What about in L.A. and around America? They are suffering because of the judgment, because we're entering a new period. And these things must come about because the prophets had prophesied these things to come. And we're looking at America's fall. This is the fall of America. As a matter of fact, Muhammad gives it to us in Message to the Black Man. He has a chapter called, matter of fact, let me get this real quick. Let me grab the book. Give me a chance. Hold on, brothers and sisters, and we'll go into the next clip. And we still got a lot of time, so work with your brother, all right? I love you. I hope you love me back. And if not, so be it. Here we are. Page 269. Chapter called The Day of America's Downfall. The Day of America's Downfall. In this, Muhammad says, Allah manifests the fall of America. See, he's going to make the world see America's fall. He's going to make the world see the corruption of the inherent corruption. I got to keep saying that because it's to the DNA, to the core of the system. He's going to make the world see, because he has to show justification for removing the pillars of the world and ultimately the entire world. Is that not right? Because this is the way the God works. He is a just God. He's not an unjust God. And being just, he must show why he is justified in removing something. So he exposes the inherent corruption and evil and greed and systemic corruption of the entire system. And once this is out in the open, people are longing and clamoring for a reset or for change or for something new. So he's justified in the eyes of the scholars, in the eyes of the world, of removing that which is no longer necessary. Right? This is how the God works. And I hope that you listen, because we're in a time unlike any time before. Muhammad says, Allah manifests the fall of America. He desires to make America fall as a warning to her brothers in Europe. So America is saddled with debt. And you notice no matter how bad the situation is in America, the white people over here, the scientists, the scholars, the economic pundits, they always point to Europe. They always point to Africa. They always point to China. Well, China has all of this intrinsic debt in its system, this black book debt, as though America's book is clean. Well, Japan has been in QE since 1980. Yeah, but Japan holds, what, $2 trillion, $3 trillion of your debt. And the debt that Japan has is held mostly by China and Japan itself. Your debt is held by foreigners. That's a different situation. And where's your gold? Where's your silver? Where precious metals and minerals at? Huh? How can you offset the collapse of your currency, the collapse of your monetary system, the collapse of your political and economic power? How can you offset it when you have no manufacturing, you have no tangible goods to offer? How can you overcome the situation when you're in such a dire state? You are terminally ill economically and mentally, and the world is now getting a view of just how wicked and evil America is and how God is after her for the hell that she has poured upon you and I. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So Muhammad says, Allah manifests the fall of America. Whoa! Manifest the fall of America. We got to understand what he's talking about. Okay? So, we'll go to the dictionary. All right? The word manifest, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means readily perceived by the senses, and especially by the sense of sight. So, what God is going to do, he's going to make you see. He's going to expose America's fall, her evil, and her corruption so clearly that the entire world will start moving away from her because they don't want what she's getting. And he says, easily understood or recognized by the mind. So to manifest something is to make it clear, crystal clear, as clear as sunshine. So now we have this understanding. We know that a God is going to make clear the fall of America. Is that not right? He's not going to hide it. He's going to make it so clear that not even a fool could misperceive this. So you hear all of the pundits talking about the debt burden of America, the fiscal irresponsibility and ineptitude of the government officials, the constant trade deficits, the constant budget deficits, projecting debt upon future generations, right? The constant money printing, the constant black book and off-book budgets, the constant warring. And at the same time, she continues to oppress you here in America, right? And when she needs you to go fight a war against someone she wants to occupy or steal the land from, what does she do? We're all Americans. We should fight for the red, white, and blue. Is that not right? You see how she'll use you, and then when she's done using you, she abuses you and throws you away. Muhammad says, Allah manifests the fall of America. He desires to make America fall as a warning to her brothers. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what's going on here. This is a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen to this clip. We're having problems. Brothers and sisters, hold on 1 second. This thing is going in and out. I guess the devil is catching hell and he's trying to stop the show. But listen close to this. I want you to pay close attention. I'm going to play something that I just played, part of it, then we're going to come back to this definition here, okay? Or what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in Message to the Black Man. Here we go. We're going to replay this.
And we'll have to see how that turns out later on. Here in the United States, what do we see? Well, we're starting to see that the people who are believing the hype in the corporate media, where they're out there saying that the economy seems positive, we get all these soft surveys about confidence and everything else saying that everything is fantastic, everyone's confidence is up. So people are out there spending a lot more money than they actually have. Now, it really started before Trump was even president, because this is the 9th straight month in a row where people are continually spending, and they're spending a lot more than they're actually bringing in. That means they're charging a lot of the stuff. And what we're seeing is that for the 9th month in a row, spending is rising and savings, well, that's falling. And we can see at this point that people are caught up right now in this frenzy of everything's going to be okay. And when we really look at the economy, and we've been looking at it for quite a while, we've been looking at GDP, we know those are completely fake, phony, and false. We know the GDP numbers are below 0% in the negative range, negative 1, negative 2%, that area. We also understand that housing is declining, retail is in major contraction, and I know that there are a lot of corporations who have been talking to Trump saying that we're going to be bringing jobs back to the United States. But when we look at this, how could this be possible in this type?
says, and he continues to lay out the base or the groundwork of why America cannot rebound. And he says, we see, if we look, we can see. He continually says that. If we look, we can see. So what he's telling you, to discern the fall, to look at what is going, you have to look. You have to pay attention to what is going on, all of the signs. And he's giving you the signs. And then we go back to what Messenger Muhammad says. Allah manifests the fall of America. He desires to make America fall as a warning to her brothers in Europe. Now, we already understand what the definition means of manifest, right? To see clearly, to understand, to perceive by the senses, and especially by the sense of sight. So what Dave is telling you is exactly what Elijah Muhammad has said. Allah is going to manifest the fall. So he started talking about retail, real estate, manufacturing, industry. He's telling you that all of the signs are bottoming out for America, right? If you look, you can do what? You can see. Why? Because Allah has manifested, right? Is that not right? Oh, man, I tell you, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So Muhammad goes further and he says, white Americans and Germans, Allah has taught me, are the most wicked of the white race. The wicked deeds that have been performed and are still being performed by white Americans upon the so-called Negroes are the worst in the annals of history. Listen to this part right here. We're gonna go clearly into this. I want you to listen to this clip here, and we're going to come back to this, okay? Brothers and sisters, I'm trying. Blog Talk Radio is messing with the mute my microphone again. I'm trying to. Oh, here we go with this. Listen, if I get silent, if you don't hear me for a second, don't hang up. This is what they're doing. They don't want you to hear this, okay? So please, bear with me. They're starting to mess with the microphones and the clips. But we're going to get through this because you've got to hear this stuff, okay? But since they want to block this clip here, we'll go back to this and we'll go to the underlying meaning. You can't stop me, especially teaching this truth of God. This devil can't do nothing. That's what he says. They have been clever. Listen closely to what I'm saying. They have been clever enough in their wickedness to make the so-called Negroes love them, though they are their open enemies and murderers. Now, first he goes from Allah making America manifest, her fall manifest, and how he is going to expose her to view for her brothers in Europe. And he talks about why. He tells you about because of her wicked deeds against you or not. Right? And then he talks about the tricknology that she had put on us, making us love her when she has hated us and misused and abused us. So you've got to look at how these things have been written to understand the order of what's going on in the world. So we go further, and he says, Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise be forever, now judges, white America, and is causing America's fall. It ain't the elite. It ain't Donald Trump. It ain't the Fed. Not the Illuminati. It's God. He's doing this. He's going to get credit for this. He's going to bring her to her knees. The prophets had predicted it, and it must take place, that God would bring her to her knees in abject poverty as a sign and force every nation to bow and every tongue to confess that he alone has power over all things. White World, Under Pressure, Part 2. You're now listening to the countdown to destruction. Muhammad says, Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom be praised forever, now judges the American whites and is causing America's fall in total, not partial, but total. That means complete destruction. Egypt, now listen, I have to give the sign, so I want the brothers and sisters who are listening to understand where we are in prophecy, okay? So after he tells us who is causing it and why it's happening, he then tells us, he gives us an example to look to so that we may understand why, when, where, and how, and we may prepare ourselves for what is next to take place, okay? He says, Egypt under Pharaoh is an example. So now he gives you an example. So you go study Egypt, and you go study the workings of Pharaoh in history and in Scripture. And it gives you an idea of what is to take place now. Now, you may say, well, if we do this, then we may do this. And then I tell you, go look in prophecy and see what's it done. Huh? Because this is the prime example. Muhammad you the example to look to. Only a fool would not acknowledge this or would not accept the truth when it is being presented to you in a factual way. He gives you the example to look to. Right? And then you can do all your thinking and reasoning and say, well, if I go do this, I can get to here. But then you got to say, was that the case in ancient Egypt and Pharaoh's time? If that was not the case, then you must square your actions up with what is to take place, because you have the example in the time of ancient Egypt and Pharaoh. Is that not correct, right? So we're using common sense here, all right? He says, Egypt under Pharaoh is an example. It fulfills the signs and other prophecies of the doom of this people as foretold by the prophets from Noah to Jesus. So now he gives us the ending of it all. He said it fulfills. Did he not say that? Huh? So we're going to look at two words that he just said, so that we can get us an understanding of where we are in prophecy. Brothers and sisters, the time is going by so quickly. If needed, would you please extend me? I really have things to do after the show, but if need be, would you extend me just a little bit longer so that I can finish up the show? I don't like leaving things out there. I like to put it out there the right way, the correct way, so that there would be no rebuttals, okay? So we go into, Muhammad says, Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom be praise forever, now judges the American whites and is causing America's fall and total, not partial, but total destruction. Now, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word total means comprising or constituting a whole, the entirety of, involving a complete and unified effort, especially to achieve a desired effect. So there won't be no partial destruction of America or partial fall and then rebounding after this. No, this will be complete. All right? According to scripture, according to prophecy, according to theology, and according to the events that are now taking place. Do we understand? I hope we have an understanding on this. Now, since we have the understanding on the word total, we must now move to the word fulfills, because he says, Egypt under Pharaoh is an example. It fulfills the signs and other prophecies of the doom of this people as foretold by the prophets from Noah to Jesus. So now he gives us the fulfillment of it all. And he says, you got to look to the sign of Egypt and Pharaoh, right? Because if that's the fulfillment, if we are to look for that as the sign of the fulfillment of it, that means that's the end all, be all, right? Is that not right? All right, the culmination of things. So according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word fulfilled means to make full, to put into effect, to meet the requirements of, to bring to an end, to measure up to convert into reality, to develop the full potentialities of. So we're telling you that is the prime example to look for. And now you got to square your actions up with what the people were doing in that time and what was being taught in that time. And you've got to look and see that everything that was going on in the time of Moses, in the time of Pharaoh in ancient Egypt, we now can see it happening here in modern Egypt under modern Pharaoh's rule. And we are those sacred vessels who have been kept captive in the house of Israel. You understand? So we know where we are in prophecy. We know where we are in time. We know that the white world is under pressure. And we know we're living in the countdown to destruction. This is a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now I'm going to go to, I have some more clips from, I wanted to play from the last show, but I'm going to skip those, and I'm going to try to get to Mr. Gregory Mannarino, because I want you to hear some of the things that he's saying, okay? Especially about the time that is on America, okay? She is definitely in trouble, black man and black woman. So we see Mr. Mannarino talks about the debt burden. And, you know, know what, in the next show we might revisit this show again, because I want to continue this for a minute to discuss this about the economics, and we may do a part, it was supposed to be a two-part series, we may do a part three, so that we can refresh your memory on the next show, and then go into the geopolitical aspects of it to show you how the connection between the economics and the politics go straight hand-in-hand with what is going on with the war and the build-up for war. We may do it like that, okay? But I want you to listen to what is being said here about the situation that is now unfolding, and it will only get worse for Mr. Gregory Mannarino, okay? Pay close attention.
To the average person.
When you say the economy will recover, I mean, right now, I mean, we're in $20 trillion worth of debt. It's even higher than that. I mean, all the unfunded liabilities and things like that. And manufacturing is being shipped off. I know he's been talking about bringing jobs back, and, you know, companies been promising, you know, we're going to, you know, bring on 20,000 jobs, you know, 10,000 jobs here. But with everything that's been done and everything that's been manipulated, I mean, we're not even talking about the real economy right now, because a lot of the numbers are fake. A lot of the numbers have been, you know, recalculated, manipulated, massaged. So do you really think that he can actually turn this whole thing around in time?
Interesting. Let me just start off with this. The $20-plus trillion in debt that we are in is not going to get better. What people need to understand, and this is what I've been trying to say even since the election here, for years and years, I've been telling people that we're in a bubble. The debt is in a bubble. I think you would agree. It's been in a bubble for many, many years. It's not going to stop. I've stressed the importance of becoming your own central bank. That means that you need to be betting against the debt at every chance you have. It means holding a hard asset, getting your hands on gold and silver, more specifically silver. It's my favorite investment, bar none, period. I still believe it's the most undervalued asset in the history of the world. So what we need to all understand is we are living under the umbrella of a debt-based economic model which will not stop until it does. Personally, I think this bubble should have burst a long time ago. But they have found ways, they mean the central banks, to keep forcing the world deeper and deeper into debt. It won't stop. This is why, again, my immediate fallback is how important it is to keep betting against that debt. So the debt's going to get worse globally. It's not going to ever – it can't stop. It's the nature of the system. It always demands ever-increasing debt, again, until it just doesn't work anymore. So now with that said, we can expect the global debt to continue to balloon. There's no doubt about it. We just will keep doing it until we end up in a worldwide – a collapse of the system. It is coming, there's no doubt. But for now, at least, I hope that by bringing companies back here to the United States, by creating jobs, maybe, hopefully, the average person out there will do better than they did under the last president, who fostered a wealth transfer like we've never seen before. But you don't hear any protests about that, how the middle class has been fleeced. Anyone holding an interest-earning account has gotten absolutely destroyed while the wealth has been transferred to the upper echelon of society underneath President Obama. I hope this is going to change. Will it change? I don't know. You know, it always seems that that's the way that society goes. You know, there's always that movement of monies to the upper end. But hopefully this will change. I don't know if it will or not. I just hope it will. But regarding the debt, again, people need to understand that it's not going to stop until it does, until it's forced to, until the system just has swallowed so much debt that it starts to choke on it. And we're there. There's no doubt about it. But these central banks have been very resourceful with keeping it inflated.
So what he's telling you that the system is parasitic. And he said it's eating, it's feasting upon itself, and it will continue to consume more and more debt until it can't. And it will choke, he said literally choke, on a debt that it continues to eat. So then he tells us about this. So what does that tell us about the system? He said it is a debt-based system, right? Now, according to the definition of the debt-based system, monetary system, because the question is asked, what is a debt-based monetary system? And the answer is given, the process that allows commercial banks to create 97% of our money supply through debt. Now, is that not? How in the world can a system be sustained on debt? Not production, but debt. This shows you that it is parasitic from its inception, and it needs hosts to continue to feed upon. If it does not, it is like a leech. If the leech or the mosquito or the gnat cannot find a host to bite the, and suck the blood out, then it quickly dies and shrivels up. So this is what Mr. Manarino says about the system. It is inherently corrupt and parasitic. And for centuries, it has feasted upon the black, the brown, the red, and the yellow people. And now it has turned inwardly because it has siphoned off the wealth from others. And now it is starting to siphon off the wealth of its own kind. And this is what is causing the rattling in white America and the rattling in Europe, because now they're getting to be in the position of the ex-slaves. But is that not what Elijah Muhammad said would happen? Huh? As a matter of fact, what's the fall of America? Let's go to it. Fall of America, since we're talking about it. Here we are. The chapter is called, it's chapter 61 for those of you who follow along with it. And the chapter calls is called The Judgment Nears. And then when I read this, I'm going to go into the definition, and then we'll try to get a couple more of Mr. Manarino's clips. We're going to have to do a part three, because this right here, we have to be able to lay this stuff out for you so that you will not get any misperception, and you can get the full understanding and the full gravity of what is unfolding and why it's unfolding. All right? So in this chapter, chapter 61, the judgment is, before Muhammad talks about what Mr. Gregory Manarino talked about how the rich man and the rich system collapses and becomes, gets in the position of the ex-slave. Listen how he does this. Because Mr. Muhammad, when he writes strategically. And he says that not a word of his writings should be changed after the drafts are completed, right? So listen to how he writes this. Everywhere that we look, and everything that we can think about, marks the end of this world. There never was a time in the history of the United States of America that the president goes out to try to visit heads of all the nations that seem to be somewhat his equal. He is like a criminal who has committed a crime, and he hopes for mercy from those whom he has committed the crime against. We cannot escape our doom when it comes, teaches the Holy Quran and the Bible. Stop right there. So why did he start that chapter off with politics? Huh? In talking about after judgment of America was nearing, why did he start off talking about the political aspects of this before he talked about the spiritual aspects of it? And he said, everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. So if we look at the monetary system, what are they telling you? Fiat currency will collapse. The debt system is a debt-based system. It is imploding upon itself. It is feasting upon itself, right? Everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about, well, what about educational system? It is imploding, right? They are getting you hopped up on sports and play. I went to Facebook, I guess I was the only black person in America that didn't look at the Super Bowl. I forgot it. I hadn't looked at one in so long, I forgot they had one come the other day, but that's what the talk was. And I'm not knocking that. Listen, I'm not knocking that, because we need outlets for stress and tension. But what I'm saying is, for those of who have no understanding or who have no enlightenment of spirituality, they could have spent their time trying to figure out the time and their position and what is going on, okay? So he says, everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. What's going on in Asia? China is preparing for war, isn't it? What's going on in Europe? The European continent is preparing for economic collapse and the European disillusionment and war. Is that not right? What's going on in the Middle East and North Africa? War. Is that not right? What is going on in South and Central America? A movement to depose the people that have been imposed upon them by the empire, right? Everywhere we look And everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. What are they saying they're seeing up in space? More comets that are brushing past Earth. More solar flares, solar storms, right? These things are here to designate a turning point in the universe. This is a turning point. Muhammad didn't say that there would be national change, hemispheric change, just global change. He says we're living in a time of complete universal change, right? So all of the signs are bearing witness, so no matter where we look, no matter what we can think about, it all bears witness that we're in change, right? Is that not right? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. Listen, let's go a little further. He says, he is like a criminal who has committed a crime, right? And he hopes for mercy from those whom he has committed the crime against. This is Muhammad talking about the American president and its administration. We cannot escape our doom when it comes, teaches the Holy Quran and the Bible. What did Mr. Gregory Minarino say? I hope Trump can do this, but the system is going to collapse. Eventually, it will collapse. Eventually, it will feast upon itself and choke upon its own death. See, they're offering you their perspective on hope. Then they go back and tell you the reality of what the system is, a situation that the system is in. There's nothing good coming for America. There's nothing good coming for the Western world. This is not me saying this in a racist tone. This is me dealing with facts. Go do the math. Go do the numbers. And come back here. And America would have fallen long ago if it had pleased the will of Allah. But Muhammad said that Allah would bring America to her knees in abject poverty to show the world that he'll make the most powerful of nations bow to his will. And he would do this in increments, by degrees. Are we not watching that? Huh? Listen closely to what he goes. Now, after he talked about the political situation and what's going on in the international environment, he transitions and says this. They showed no mercy at all to the black slave. They treated the black slave worse than any human being has ever been treated. They continue to do so. The killings and the police walking away, the brutality, the viciousness of the system, right? They continue to do so in the face of divine judgment. So what we see going on is not the Fed. It's God controlling the Fed. He's controlling the elite. He's making them do as he pleases to bring down the system. They have no thought whatsoever on doing it. So Muhammad goes further and says, they remind you of the parable of the rich man and the poor man. As long as the rich man enjoyed luxury, he cared nothing about luxury for his slave, Lazarus. Then at last the rich man fell into poverty, and he was unable to get help, even for himself. The Bible says of the poor black slave that none helped them. Now the rich man gets in the place of his once slave. The rich man can witness how it feels to be a poor man. So this is what we're looking at. The so-called rich nation, the G7, G8, the G9, or whatever they want to call them, all of them in trouble then. All of them are being destroyed by the debt bomb, aren't they? Mr. Gregory Manorino has a phrase, he says, when this debt bomb explodes, this will be greater and more destructive than any thermonuclear exchange. This is what he says. This Mr. Gregory Minarino, a man makes a fortune in the market, telling you that when this debt bomb explodes, it will cause, and then he uses the words, and he often uses these words. He said, what I'm saying is it'll be biblical. Why is he saying it? Why is he referring to the Bible? And he's talking about economics because he understands prophecy. He knows time, and he knows that they're out of time, and he knows that prophecy is now being fulfilled, and we're looking at the end of America. We're looking at the end of the Western world. We're looking at the end of Yaqub's atmosphere of wickedness, evil, and destabilization. We're looking at the change of world. They tell you climate change. They tell you we're living in a reset, global reset, global economic reset. Yeah, we're living in it. There's a change from one ruler to the other. And you will not be able to position yourself, I don't care how much gold you want, how much silver you have, according to the used as a witness against you. Brothers and sisters, they are trying to position themselves with money. They're not trying to position themselves spiritually. They're trying to position themselves. This system and the people are inherently materialistic. And this is how they've gone around the world, imposing their materialistic ideas and views on everybody else. Right? And wealth and power is held up higher than obedience to God. Therefore, God removes their wealth and power and forces them to their knees in obedience to him. White World Under Pressure, Part 2. Countdown to destruction. I want you to listen closely. I know it says 9 minutes, but you're going to give me a few more minutes if I need it. I want you to listen closely to the next clip about how Europe is imploding and how these ripples may trigger an entire Western collapse. This is not me saying it. This is them saying it, okay? And I'm just letting you hear it. Listen closely to this. If they allow it to play.
We're keeping it inflated.
Do you think we'll run into a problem with what's happening out in Europe because the Brexit vote, it looks like they're going to implement Article 50 in the UK, and the central bank in Europe, you know, they're a little nervous now because if the UK goes through leaving the EU, we know that Italy wants to do it. We know that France wants to do it. Do you think this is going to have a ripple effect on the U.S. if the EU starts to break apart?
Absolutely, it would, 100%. Look, there's going to be a moment where there's some event that triggers people to run for the door with regard to holding debt. It's going to happen. And this is not speculation. This is a fact because it's in a bubble. I think we can all agree on that. It's been in a bubble that keeps getting bigger. It's just the magnitude of it. Once it reaches that critical mass, and could something like that trigger it? It could. There's no doubt. We always have to be ready for it. This is why, again, it's just so important to be betting against it, to be holding a hard asset and understand that the whole system is built upon a fairy tale that it will just continue going on forever and that it will just, you know, nothing will interfere with it. It'll just be fine. Nothing could be further from the truth. We've seen this before repeatedly through history when we have these fiat monetary systems which just reach a critical mass and they implode. What's going to be the triggering event? Could it be something out of Europe? Absolutely. Could it be something else? Absolutely. I wish I could give a clearer answer on it, but I do believe, yes, you're right. It could absolutely disrupt what's occurring here in the debt market. Let me just say this. And I'm not just the only one saying it. I've been saying it for a while, but there are some pretty lofty people out here on Wall Street saying, hey, you know, the bond market, the bull run that we've had, it's over. So we're going to start to see things change here with regard to how the entire monetary system evolves from this point forward. Again, because we've been relying on literally most of us here have only grown up mostly in this environment where we've had this bull run in the bond market, which is over now. It's not just Greg Mannarino saying this. A lot of people saying it. So we have to be ready for a new type of something, a new, I'm not even sure. But again, it just goes back to being kind of ready for everything. And always understanding that we are existing in a financial fantasy land that at one point is going to realize it has absorbed all the debt that it can possibly take, and then there's going to be a big, big problem.
So he's telling you this, and he's telling you his associates are saying this, and he's telling you his colleagues are saying these things. Now, is it racist when I say it, when I'm pointing this out? No, it's not, because I'm telling you that they are bearing witness to what has been written of them. And so we go back to something. I did not forget something. Think about this. I want you to think about the depths of what I'm saying to you. Mr. Mannarino and everyone else, they're all saying that this is a debt-based system. And when we went into the definition, it says the process that allows commercial banks to create 97% of our money supply through debt. Now, stop right there. Now, so remember what they were saying, what Dave was saying and what Mannarino was saying, Mannarino called it a fairy tale. Dave called it an illusion, right? Muhammad says that it is trickology, right? So all of them are in agreement now, but Elijah Muhammad was first to say it, and now they have been forced by time and circumstance to bear witness to it. Now, look at this. Look at just how parasitic the system is, because sometimes we don't sit down and analyze this stuff. We don't sit down and look at just how corrupt, inherently corrupt and wicked and greedy this system is. You have a system that is predicated and maintained through war, through illusion, and it is the production is non-existent, existent. It has 97% of the money printed out of nowhere. When it's printed into existence, it is debt-based. That means that you only have 3% of the entire system that is production-based. How the hell can that be maintained? Huh? Do you understand? So, Mr. Mannarino, he gives you the good thing when he says debt-based system. But then he also talks about it feasting upon itself and choking. And we have to understand, you hear me say this a lot, parasite or parasitic. You hear me say that. So we'll go to the definition so that you can get a clear understanding of what I am saying to you. And you'll see that it, Gregory Mannarino and all of them, their understanding is now coming to our understanding on the system and what is taking place. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word parasite or parasitic means a person who exploits the hospitality of the rich and earns welcome by flattery, an organism living in, with, or on another organism, something that resembles a biological parasite in dependence on something else for existence or support without making a useful or adequate return. If you have a monetary system that is debt-based, and as soon as it prints money, if it prints $100, 97 of those dollars is debt. That is parasitic to the core, because you need something to maintain that debt. So you look out a host so that they can be in a position of servitude so that you can live in luxury. You understand? Do you think a system like that will go on forever? Do you think God is unjust where he would allow this to be maintained? Do you believe that the world could continue on like this and in perpetuity? Do you believe that? Or do you have some sense at all and recognize that we're in the end, not only of this monetary system, but we're in the end of their world, and God is bringing it to a screeching halt? I want you to pay close attention to this clip. I'm going to play one more clip for you, all right? Then we're going to round it off, and then we'll do part three. I've come to the conclusion that we'll do part three, all right? And you'll join us again. Please don't click off. It'll be a few minutes after the show, so please don't answer your phone or you'll get knocked off. I want you to listen closely to this, okay? A major correction is coming. A major correction is coming.
Big problem.
Now, what about the stock market? I know you follow this every day, and there are people out there saying that, listen, the market is way overvalued, and it's going to be coming down. I think Harry Dent is out there saying that the market's going to drop between 50 and 70%. Charles Nenner is saying in the third quarter of this year, he believes that the market's going to start to come down. What do you see with the market? Do you feel like it's going to continually, you know, go up, 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 or do you think it's something, there's going to be a correction?
Well, of course, there's going to be a correction. I've been very bullish on the market since Trump was elected. I've been capitalizing on that as well. I mean, that's what I do. I personally don't care really which way the stock market goes. I'm just looking for indicators to tell me how to place my cash in this market to work. Is the market going to face another moment of a crash? Without any doubt, absolutely yes. Could we lose 50% of this market or more? Absolutely yes. Is it going to happen? Absolutely yes. When? I have no idea. I really don't anymore. And I just, because again, this stock market has been hyperinflated on the back of this debt bubble, which seems to be unstoppable at this present time. So it's nearly impossible to say, and I don't even speculate on it anymore, because again, it's gotten way, way, way more than anyone else could have, anyone could have imagined, I think, actually. So we just play the game. We just play the game realizing that it is going to happen. And we know this for a fact because it always happens. The market runs up, 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 comes down, up, 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 comes down. And this is the action, I mean, and you know this, of central banks that deliberately inflate and deflate these bubbles. This is a cycle that has been in effect since the inception of world markets, and it will not ever stop. But I think the key here is to learn how we all can make it. If we understand that the market does run this way and we understand that it's manipulated that way, we can all make it work for us. There's no doubt about it. So we just look for opportunity. And the biggest one of them all, again, I'm going to go up on my fallback for a million years, is to become your own central bank and understand that the debt isn't a bubble. And at one point, again, this is going to correct. And nobody can say it's going to be this month or that month. At least.
So, Mr. Gregor Mannarino says it is going to correct. It's a mathematical certainty. Now, you will listen to that, and you will just take what he said, and you won't analyze. But for a correction to take place, there must have been an error somewhere, right? You don't correct righteousness. You don't correct truth. You don't correct straightness. You correct crookedness or an error or unrighteousness. Is that not correct? Right? So, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and according to Mr. Mannarino says, a correction is going to take place in the market. A correction is going to take place in the system, right? Evidently, there's an error there. The entire system has hit an error, and the system is going down, just like with a computer. When that computer gets that error, sometimes it freezes up, it stops, and it shuts down or crashes, right? That is the exact same example that we're looking at in the system that is predicated on slavery and materialism and war and wealth destruction, wealth stealing, I should say, and transferring. So, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word correction means amendment, ratification, the action or an instance of correcting, such as rebuke, punishment, a bringing into conformity with a standard, a decline in market price or business activity following or counteracting a rise, something substituted in place of what is wrong, a quantity applied by way of correcting that which is wrong, the treatment or rehabilitation of offenders through a program involving penal custody, parole, and probation. So what we're looking at is that the system is an error. And since it is an error, it is an unnatural element in a natural environment, and either the natural must rid itself of that error, or the natural and that error is taken down. Is that not right? So the natural order of God is taking down that error so that it does not take down the natural environment of the black nation. I hope you're listening and understanding the time in which we're living in. So Mr. Mannarino and all of the other pundits put their, and I'm not discouraging you against gold and silver, I'm not saying that. But they're saying that, bet against the debt. Put your money in hard assets. But I want to remind them that all the gold that they're saving, all of the gold that they're storing, that's coming to us. Remember Genesis, when God had promised Abraham that he would come and judge the people who would ill-entreat his people for 400 years. That's us. No people on the face of the planet Earth fits that description or bill better than the American so-called Negro. And God says that he would judge that nation. And after he did that, he said, and they would come out having great sustenance. We ain't coming out of here. We've been in misery forever. We ain't coming out of here empty-handed. So you can store up your gold and your silver and your precious metals and minerals. It's coming to us when we leave. So the fifth book of James warned these people about trying to position themselves with their wealth and power and property. The fifth book of James goes as such. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields. Who are they talking about reaping down fields? They're slaves, which is of you kept back by fraud. You have deceived them through this illusion, through this fairy tale. And we crieth, the book says, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your heart as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Brothers and sisters, be patient. God is working his work, and the eventual working of this work will never be undone. He is removing a system that is diametrically opposed to your health, your well-being, your prosperity, and your progression as a people. Hold on to God's unchanging, unbreakable, and unshakable hand, brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind first here in America, then the billions around the world. Know that your little brother, Rashid Muhammad, loves you to life. I can't love you to death. I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that Almighty God Allah, who has come in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, his messenger, the last messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Remember, brothers and sisters, do it all. Be true. Be good. But above all, be righteous. Until we next meet again, assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.